Welcome to The Journey, a collection of short videos to help you on your journey to Jesus. Please like our Facebook page. We'll record 2 to 3 of these each week. And there's currently 6 other ones that you could look at. They're about 7 minutes each to help you as you seek after our Lord. You know, Cain and Abel, back the children of Adam and Eve, both offered to God a sacrifice. They tried to practice right religion. However, God accepted Abel's blood sacrifice, but didn't accept Cain's sacrifice of the fruit of the field. Cain thought you could worship God however you wanted to worship God, as long as you were sincere, that God would accept you. God said to Cain, you can do what's right, or sin lieth at the door. And so how do we practice right religion, religion that is acceptable to God? You know, the right way is to pick up God's standard. A builder doesn't guess when he builds a house or he builds a building and say, well, you know, that looks like a foot, and so that'll do. He takes the standard, the measurement, the tool that gives him an exact sense of this is right, so that the building as it's built is built correctly. You know, the Bible is God's standard to show us right religion. With the Bible, we can examine every religion that there is in the world and consider, does this religion meet God's standard? Acts 17:11, about a church or people in Berea, says about them, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. The Bereans took God's standard. They heard the Apostle Paul preach. And as they heard him preach, they thought, is this really what God teaches or what God says in his word? And the way they were able to discern it is to examine God's word for themselves and consider God's standard. And so the right way picks up God's standard. And then the right way, again, examines God's word. I wrote an article for the Midlothian Advertiser for their Views from the Pews column, and it was entitled, Interpretation versus Misrepresentation. Often as I speak with people, they'll say something like this, well, that's your interpretation. My interpretation is this. And so interpretation versus misrepresentation. If I were to take Darwin's Origin of the Species and study it, and then say to you that Darwin believed in a six-day literal creation, you would say, you are misrepresenting Darwin. Darwin did not teach that. Darwin taught the theory of evolution, that millions and millions of years before everything came about. There's so many things today where the church is saying, this is what God says, this is our interpretation of what God says, and yet the word of God in black and white says something completely contrary. It's a very dangerous thing when we begin to take the standard and bend the standard, because then the building will be skewed. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus Christ himself is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, nobody comes unto the Father but by me. And so we need that standard that is absolute to be able to examine religion to find what is true. You know, the Bible's a big book. Where do you start if you're going to read the Bible? What books would be good books to start in? Well, the book of John is one that is often recommended. It says at the end, these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And so that book was written to bring a person to faith in the Messiah and in the Savior and the work that he did on the cross. The book of Romans is a great book to get into. It's written by Paul to the church in Rome. It's a treatise on the gospel, how somebody knows for sure if they die, they're going to go to heaven. Acts is a great book. Acts is about the early church and a great one for examining religion, as it shows the examples of how the church came about in salvation decisions, and then baptism, and then church organization and structure. And so the right way examines God's word. And then the right way receives God's truth. Men are bullheaded a lot of times, or at least we have that name. And the GPS will say turn right, and we'll say something like, well, I know if I go straight, I'm going to get to my destination. And we press on until we're humbled to realize that the GPS was right and that we are wrong. We need to be ready as we take up God's standard, the Word of God, to be humbled. The Bible's without error, but there's a lot in the Bible that our human heart, because of our sin against God, would rebel against and say, I won't accept that as being true. Like light dispelling darkness, we would hold on to that which is dark and say, I refuse to acknowledge that, God, you are right and I am wrong. And at that point, we take God's standard and we say, I'm not going to follow God's standard. It takes humility for us to look at the Word of God and say, I thought all my life that good people go to heaven. I thought all my life that men can worship God however he wants as long as he's sincere. I thought that all religions were good religions and that they all led to heaven. But as we take up the standard and that standard brings us maybe to some shocking truth, we need to have the humility to say to God, God, you are right. I am wrong. Please forgive me. I just want to encourage you today, if you pick up God's standard, if you examine God's word and be ready to receive God's truth, you can find right religion.